This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Veterans needing medical care in the United States have often had problems getting that care. Wait times at VA hospitals across the country can last for months. The delays captured the attention of Congress, and they've been getting shorter. The same thing happened in Birmingham. Wait times got worse, then better. WBHM's Stephen Bisaha reports the local VA faces many challenges to keep the wait times down.
Vashawn Smith served in the Army and National Guard for 16 years and was stationed in Iraq. She's no longer in the military, but is at Birmingham's VA several times a week. Years of working in motor pool damaged her back.
You pick up a lot of heavy things in motor pool.
Before she gets to her appointment, she has to wait for a shuttle to pick her up from the VA's parking garage, about 7 blocks from the main medical center. The wait for the bus is never as bad as the wait to schedule an appointment.
Sometimes it takes a whole month, or maybe two, where last year it took me 4 months to get an appointment.
The way the VA calculates wait times is complicated. It's not as simple as counting the days between asking for an appointment and seeing a doctor. Instead, the VA only starts counting the days after a doctor's recommended date. So in reality, a wait time of 1 month could be 4 months or more. According to this system, the number of patients waiting longer than a month more than doubled from 2015 to 2016. A big reason is demand. It's hard to say why more veterans are using the VA. One theory is the news coverage has actually led to more veterans seeking appointments.
Can I look at your knee for a
moment? Yeah, sure.
Inside the VA, Dr. Stefan Cortez is inspecting Stacy Haley's knee.
Does that hurt?
Right now, outside.
On the outside?
Yes, sir.
With more veterans like Haley needing appointments, it's a challenge for the Birmingham VA to keep up.
When you increase demand or increase the number of patients needing care, that's going to put a burden on the system and make patients wait longer.
Debbie Liddon is the group practice manager at the hospital. The answer seems simple. Hire more doctors. Liddon says they've been trying to do that, but there's fierce competition with the private sector for specialists, especially in a place like Birmingham, which has a booming medical sector.
They make a whole lot more money in the community than they would probably make in a salary at the VA.
Then there's the matter of space. There simply isn't enough. Jeff Hester is a spokesman at the Birmingham VA. He says the main medical center opened in 1953. There have been renovations over the years, but Hester says they hit the limit of how much the building can expand, causing problems for doctors.
You had to have some of them work from home, work out of this space, share space. So it was never an efficient way to really get things done, and that's what we're trying to do.
It's why the VA opened a new clinic near its main facility last year. Hester says they've asked Congress for even more buildings. Wait times have declined this year. Less than 5% of appointments took longer than a month to complete. Carrie Farmer researches veteran health care at the RAND Corporation. She says the goal should be zero veterans waiting that long.
But reasonably keeping that below 5% of your cases is fairly good performance.
When it comes to the quality of care, Birmingham scores near the bottom in patient satisfaction compared to other VAs. That's according to a survey from the Department of Veteran Affairs. But of the 15 veterans we spoke to, all of them praise the VA. That includes Vashawn Smith. She says she prefers the VA because of the doctors.
They're concerned about me, and that's important. One thing I can say, I don't get rushed in and I don't get rushed out. They take their time with me.
As for making appointments, Vashawn says she sticks with an old military saying. Hurry up and wait. For WBHM, I'm Stephen Bisaha.